This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 13, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, showers, low 40s for high temperatures, and high tide in Gloucester Harbor at 4:19 p.m. North Shore residents are on the winter weather watch again this weekend. Forecasters are calling for rain this evening in our area and then some snow tomorrow. The rain to snow changeover will come last along the coast tomorrow. The bank closure of SVB in California is impacting Massachusetts and the North Shore. Below on this post, we have news from the FDIC and photos from the SVB location in Beverly. This is a statement yesterday from Governor Maura Healey. We have been closely monitoring the situation with Silicon Valley Bank. I have spoken with federal regulators and the White House, and they understand the impact of the situation on Massachusetts. I have also spoken with members of the business and banking communities and our state and federal delegation. Our administration is actively working to support individuals and businesses affected by SVB's closure. The Lynn and BioConnects New England Inaugural Community Leadership Summit was held last week at the Lynn Museum. The event engaged local leaders, stakeholders, and community groups on how best to engage and share information about the biotech industry. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson on several of the event's highlights.
Yeah, I thought we had a great presentation from the Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute that has a very particular program in the city of Gloucester to create training opportunities for entry-level positions in biotechnology. It's had a lot of success. They're interested in coming to Lynn. There was a great presentation from Jim Caddow at the Economic Development Industrial Corporation about the steps we've taken so far. You know, we worked with MassBio, the industry trade group, to upgrade our readiness designation to platinum, getting an ordinance through last year. We had a developer tour in the last fall where we had a great turnout from a lot of interested developers. And the next step for us was really to focus specifically on workforce development, because we're hoping that the investment comes, the employer comes, the developers come. But in the meantime, the workforce development are going to benefit our residents no matter when that investment happens, because those jobs exist in the region.
In local political news, the Daily Item is reporting that Stephanie Newman will be running for the select board in Swampscott. In Danvers, current select board member Maureen Bernard will be seeking re-election this spring, according to the Salem News. In Salem, five candidates are running for mayor to replace Kim Driscoll. The special primary election will be held March 28, and we will continue to hear from the candidates on the issues in tomorrow's North Shore Today post on our website. Finally, in Danvers, Betty Ann's Sandwich Shop is back. The Salem News is reporting today that the longtime eatery that opened at a new location at 20 Locust Street was busy all day on Friday with returning customers. The shop was forced out of its storefront location last fall on Hobart Street when the building was torn down for redevelopment. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on three local high school hockey teams and their final four Sunday games in Lowell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins played back-to-back home-and-away games with the Red Wings this past weekend, winning Saturday but losing 5-3 yesterday on Sunday. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery on his team's second period effort.
Yeah, I thought our second was very much like our first. We didn't have the same compete level on one-on-one pucks. We weren't first on pucks. Thought Detroit outskated us and outworked us.
Up next for the Bruins, they're in Chicago tomorrow night. The Celtics were off yesterday. They'll play in Houston tomorrow night, and the Red Sox play the Blue Jays today. In MIAA hockey semifinals from yesterday, Boys Division I, Pope Francis got the game's only goal midway through the third period and beat St. John's Prep 1-0. Prep coach Christian Hansen.
Instead of just putting pucks on net, going to the net, we're looking for that perfect shot. I thought in the neutral zone we got a little bit too pretty instead of just get it in and get the work. So you got a talented hockey team and they want to play hockey a skillful way. And sometimes it's hard to change those habits in a game like this. And, you know, if it were a high scoring game, that's how the game would be played. But we knew it would come down to a goal. So that's why it's frustrating, that we didn't do a better job of getting pucks to the net and playing a little different style.
It was a good run for his seniors as they had hopes for their second straight state title.
You know, it's hurtful to lose. I have such a tremendous group of kids in that locker room that have accomplished so much, right? And that's our message to them is incredible journey for the seniors. All those seniors last year won 22 games. Those seniors won 20 games this year. They won a state title at the Garden. They have rings. And there's a lot to be thankful for. And then for me as a coach, it's about already, you know, maybe not this moment, but starting to get ready for next year.
St. John's prep coach Christian Hansen. In boys Division III play, Neshoba beat Triton 4-1. The last goal an empty net tally. Triton started the third period down 3-0, made it 3-1, but couldn't get any closer. Triton coach Ryan Sheehan on just trying to get more pucks on net.
Yeah, I mean, early on, it's tough to you know, give up a two-goal deficit that early in the game. You know, I thought we felt it out after that and played fairly evenly with them. You know, their goalie made some great saves, and, you know, we really couldn't riddle them. The third one was definitely a deflator. Our defenseman didn't think it went in, but the ref was pretty decisive on his call, so... you know, there's nothing you can change about that. And then, you know, you're holding it a little tighter trying to go score goals, and you're kind of getting out of your structure and your system. So I credit to Neshoba. They played a great game.
Sheehan adds it was a good tournament run for the Viking season.
I'm proud of these boys. You know, we didn't have a fantastic season. We had a decent season. But, you know, the run we went on playing our best hockey towards the end of the year, I can be proud as a coach.
In girls' D1 semifinal play, St. Mary's of Lynn topped Billerica Chelmsford 6-3. The game was scoreless after one period, then 2-1 St. Mary's after two periods, and then six total goals scored in period three, four of them by St. Mary's. Coach Frank Pagliuca of the Spartans.
I think it's the first time all year we let in three goals. I was proud of our kids to kind of staying with the program. We figured the goalie out. Billerica goalie played great. First appearance really stymied us. Third period, we were able to get some pucks through, which were good, and just real proud of my kids. So tough to get here. They've been through a lot all year, and I can't be more happy for them right now.
A nice win for St. Mary's as they got back to the Final Four for the first time in 10 years, and they played a very good team yesterday.
They just played us physical, and their goalie played outstanding tonight. And we knew that coming in that, you know, that league, I think, is one of the best leagues around. Obviously, you got Shrewsbury sitting on the other side, Billerica. We knew we were going to get a tough game. That's why power seating works, because Billerica is where they should be. They deserve to be here, and they played a great game. We were fortunate enough to get a couple bounces. I thought after their power, the one that went off the girl's head and went into the net, I was like, is it going to be this crazy type of game? And it was. Third period was crazy.
Local high school basketball team still alive as they enter the Final Four stage of their tournament, the St. Mary's boys and girls teams and the Bishop Fenwick girls. We have interviews on our website with all three of those coaches from the weekend. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. We're back at it with another week. Have a great Monday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.